From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 2nd. Coming up, researchers at the University of Illinois are investigating how to turn prairie grass into sustainable aviation fuel. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers approved a $55 billion state budget for next year that needs nearly $1 billion through tax and fee hikes to balance. Alex Degman reports.
Lawmakers predict the state will take in $200 million more than it spends next year. That'll happen in part through higher tobacco and sports wagering taxes, plus a tax amnesty program going after delinquents. Senate Republican Leader Mark Curran says Democrats crafted this backwards.
When a budget starts with $1 billion... in tax increases, you're off to a bad start.
The budget includes roughly $400 million in cuts, including to a program that provided health care to immigrant adults without legal status. But it also includes nearly $300 million for capital projects in Democratic districts, which Republicans say is pork. The new fiscal year starts July 1st. I'm Alex Degman.
The Consul General of Guatemala in Chicago made a stop in Urbana this weekend. The visit was part of an ongoing effort to help Guatemalans with passports, IDs, and dual citizenship through a new mobile app.
It's a very novel job, the one that we have when you have the opportunity and when you're hired to serve your nationals, especially when they are away from their country.
Rosario Ovando Castro is the Consul General. Guatemalans who missed the deadline to sign up for an appointment were placed on a wait list to get assistance if spaces opened up. According to the Public Eye newspaper, there are between 8 and 10,000 immigrants from Guatemala in Champaign-Urbana. The consulate hopes to offer more appointments in Champaign and other parts of downstate Illinois in the future. 9 Illini women from the track and field team are headed to the NCAA Outdoor Championships. IPM's Colin Hyslope has the story.
The NCAA West preliminaries were a success at Texas A&M for the team, as women from five different events qualified for the next round. Reigning outdoor high jump national champion Rose Yeboah highlights the group of Illini. She will look for back-to-back titles. Long jumpers Sophia Beckman and Takoria Humphrey join pole vaulter Mia Morello, shot putter Abria Smith, and the 4x100-meter relay squad as the other Illini qualifiers. The NCAA Outdoor Championships will be held in Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, starting on June 11th. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Lawmakers in Springfield approved a plan they hope will bring over $1 billion in revenue to Illinois, 15 minutes shy of a key deadline to pass it. Mawa Iqbal was there.
The revenue package calls for tax hikes on online sports betting, tobacco, and e-cigarettes, among several other things. It also levies an income tax on foreign profits to multinational corporations who also do business in Illinois. State Senator Selena Villanueva defended the new taxes.
We're passing this revenue package in order to fund education, higher education, healthcare, violence prevention.
Republican lawmakers were staunchly opposed, saying these taxes will burden working families the most. A handful of Democrats also voted against the package. The governor is expected to sign the plan in the coming days. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, researchers at the University of Illinois are investigating how to turn prairie grass into sustainable aviation fuel. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 85 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 64 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 70 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 82 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the end of the Illinois General Assembly's legislative session had big questions over taxes and spending, who should pay to save public transportation in Chicagoland, and how best to meet the state's carbon-free energy goals. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about what got done and what didn't. Next time on the 21st Show, Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A research project at the University of Illinois could find a new homegrown source for sustainable fuel for air travel. Isabella Nieto has more.
I'm standing in a field of prairie grass here in Urbana. The prairie grass here is as high as my knees. If you were driving by, it would look like any other scene from the rural parts of the prairie state. But the prairie grass in this specific field I'm looking at isn't just any prairie grass. It's being grown for a very special purpose that you might not expect.
My name is D.K. Lee. I'm a faculty member at the Department of the Crop Science, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
Lee says he's found a way to turn that very prairie grass into sustainable fuel, fuel that could power the aviation industry grown right here in the Midwest.
There's many grass in native to here, like example, switchgrass. Switchgrass is the most easiest one to grow because the seed production, resiliency, adaptation, everything make it much easier.
Lee's been looking at prairie grass as a source of sustainable fuel since the 1990s. He says the prairie grass is unique because of its high carbon content and its resilience to environmental stress.
Those carbon can be converted to the fuel we are looking for. That's why we are interested in native grass. And especially if we work with native grass, we don't have to worry about invasiveness and any other problem which introduces species can cause.
Illinois is a powerhouse corn producer. There's so much of it, it's used to make biofuels, like ethanol. But Lee says corn has its flaws as a biofuel source. Corn requires more space to grow and has a shorter growing period.
We can take away the prime land, which dedicate the corn, soybean, or wheat production, right? But we still have a lot of marginal land, which is not suitable for the corn, soybean production. And if we do, we can have some consequence, like erosion, nutrient loss.
Lee's five-year research project was funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. He says he and other University of Illinois researchers were awarded a $10 million grant for the next phase of his research. But Lee says the federal government paused that funding during the presidential transition in January. Lee says their goal is to find a way to use sustainable biofuel to support the aviation industry.
All our current life, industries rely on fossil fuel for energy and material. But we all know those fossil fuel is a finite source, eventually be gone, right? And then we have to find another source.
Lee says the next phase would scale up the amount of land and types of grass used as biofuel sources.
We love a prairie, right? And switchgrass and big blue stem, all those are native to this prairie. We love those grass. And if we can use those grass for another way for our daily life, I think which is great.
Lee says he expects to hear from the U.S. Department of Energy about the next phase of his project soon. I'm Isabella Nieto.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Stephanie Mosqueda, Colin Highslope, Mawa Iqbal, and Isabella Nieto. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.